House Republicans passed a budget resolution today, part of their plan to pass tax cuts. The Senate Budget Committee is advancing its budget today as well, and a provision in a Senate budget resolution unveiled last week could raise revenue by opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, to drilling. Joining us is Liz Ruskin, who's Washington correspondent for the Alaska Public Radio Network. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing well. And explain how senators are trying to put ANWR and opening it up to drilling into the budget to get tax cuts passed.
Republicans in the Senate want to pass their tax cuts. They're trying to do that on this complicated procedure called budget reconciliation, the same one we saw last month with the health care debate. And ANWR is kind of hitching a ride on that process.
And how do they do that?
Basically, they've left a spot in the budget resolution that would give Senator Murkowski, as chair of the Energy Committee, the committee would be charged with coming up with something that would produce at least $1 billion worth of revenues. And that's widely seen as an invitation to her to put ANWR in the reconciliation package.
And Senator Murkowski is in favor of opening up ANWR to drilling.
Oh, absolutely. It's been probably her top goal or one of her top goals since she came to the Senate. She's been working on it her entire Senate career, and her father worked on it his entire Senate career. Opening ANWR has been a big goal of Alaska leadership for 40 years.
So why haven't they been able to do it?
The Senate really just can't decide and hasn't been able to decide for four decades what it wants to do with this little spot of land in the far northeast corner of Alaska. They do not have the votes either to make it a protected wilderness or to open it up to drilling.
And do you think that they would have it now, this year, with the House and the Senate and the White House being controlled by Republicans?
This has been going on for 40 years, so it's hard to imagine that it gets resolved this year because Republicans are divided on this too. And getting ANWR in the budget package might pick up Senator Murkowski's vote, but it could also lose you votes from other moderate Republicans in the Senate who have voted against ANWR drilling in the past.
Are Democrats, for the most part, against opening up ANWR to drilling?
For the most part, but there are a couple that have voted for it in the past. Generally, Democrats from other fossil fuel states are not opposed to it. But I don't know that it's a big selling point for them as it is for the Alaska delegation.
What about the people of Alaska? How do they feel about this?
The polling has consistently shown that Alaskans support drilling in the refuge. I mean, one thing to consider is we have this big pipeline running north to south in Alaska, and it's 40 years old. It's running at half capacity, and it gets waxy buildup, actually. The pipeline was not designed to run with this low a volume. So if they want to keep this pipeline going, they need fresh fuel in there.
That's Liz Ruskin, who is Washington correspondent for Alaska Public Radio Network. Liz, thank you.
Thank you.